Now will you notice here what takes place. Then said Jesus unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down ere my child die. This man says, I'm not looking for signs and wonders. I want my boy. That was the important thing to him. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. Now, this man's faith, of course, is that which is responsible. But that boy, it's too bad that he didn't bring the boy into the presence of Christ. That's the thing that is important, all important. Now, I think this illustrates this, that even the influence of that woman, and she was a bad woman, it brought these men, but they had to come face to face with the Lord Jesus. And someone can influence you, and you can influence someone else, too, by the way. I'm of the opinion that every one of you can reach somebody that your preacher can't reach. In fact, nobody else can reach that individual but you. You have that influence over that individual. Be sure you exercise it. And as he was now going down, his servants met him, told him, saying, Thy son liveth. That's verse 51. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to mend. And they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him, approximately 7 in the evening, Roman time. I guess that's what it was. It's difficult to make sure just what John, the time he's using always. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. In other words, he claimed his whole house now, his household, for Christ. And they have to exert faith personally. But the important thing is the influence of this man. Now we are told this is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. And the word for miracle here is sign. And this actually is a sign. Jesus healing the nobleman's son here, that is his second work. And also, it was a sign, and that's the word John uses.